Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One,
Spotify,
and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Beat Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello, and welcome to the
PHP.
A Booker? That would be Perez. What's coming up?
Today, we're getting into Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, Sharon Osbourne, some updates there, as well as Piers Morgan and Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod, plus Vanessa Bryant, Kylie Jenner, Demi Lovato, Britney Spears, Drake, Armie Hammer, Kim Kardashian, and more. I had a wonderful weekend. I took my kids to the movies, and I was really good. I didn't get popcorn. I didn't get anything. But here's one of the things, right? When you are, like I am, a machine, right? And you have like a really set schedule. If all of a sudden, if you usually go to bed at 9 p.m., maybe 9:30 max, if you stay up till 11 p.m., 11:30, by 11 or 11:30, you're starving. So I was really good the day we went to the movies, but then at 11 p.m., it's like, I'm so hungry. And instead of like having an apple or something sensible, somebody that works at See's Candy sent me an entire box of See's Candy. And actually, it wasn't the peanut brittle that I went for. It was this other thing that I had never had before. They're called Toffeeettes.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had them before?
No.
Oh, my God. It's just wow. Anyways, then my sister's daughter is turning one, and I'm going to her house today. They're going to be celebrating with food. It's like, I'm just so happy that things are really going back to normal. That movie theater experience, it wasn't normal. Like, for anybody worried, I decided to go to the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood because I know that it's Disney-owned and they take safety very seriously, like cleanliness and all that. There was probably maybe like 15% capacity. Like, barely anybody there, even though they could do 25% capacity. It's just so nice to do something seemingly normal. We love going to the movies, and all was good. How have you been?
I'm getting ready to mow my grass. Got to make a trip to Costco. We're recording on a Sunday, which is odd for us. So, getting ready to do my Sunday stuff.
I like it. All right. Well, let's get right to it. We're going to start off today with some more developments in the ongoing royal British-American drama with Prince William, Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle. I'm really trying to get into the mind of Prince Harry, and I am failing. I do not understand on the surface what is motivating him, other than he is just really angry and not thinking rationally. That's understandable. You know, he feels betrayed by his family. He feels betrayed by probably a lot of his country people, countrymen and women. He feels definitely betrayed and burned by the media. So in a maybe subconscious way, he's seeking revenge, because we've spoken about the interview, but it's not even just that. After the interview, now Prince Harry spoke to Gayle King and told her that he had conversations with both his father and his brother, and that they were unproductive. Why tell Gayle that, knowing that she was going to tell her audience on the CBS morning show?
They're in business together. Here's my two cents on that. I don't think it's that big of a deal. This is normal for him. Press, speculation, people wondering about that family. I think that he has found, through Oprah and now Gail, her best friend, a conduit. You know, and CBS, by the way, paid money for the interview.
No.
Make some money off of it.
You're claiming that. CBS says they didn't.
No, Oprah was paid.
Yes, but Oprah was paid.
So there's no business there? Okay. Then why is it Gayle King?
Come on.
Well, Gail's just happy to have like an in now with Harry and Meghan.
They're all in cahoots.
Yeah, she's like the American exclusive royal correspondent. Yeah, it's just upsetting because he claims to say that he wants to make things better with his brother and with his father and with his family. But I don't think that doing this is making things much better. In addition to classifying the conversations as unproductive, Prince Harry also told Gail that nobody in the royal family has reached out to Meghan Markle in the wake of the Oprah interview. Why reveal that as well? I don't get that. That just makes them look bad, right?
The royal family or?
The royal family, yeah.
No. What if the royal family says that's not the truth? No, that's not how things were said and things were taken out of context. And you know what? We're just not going to talk about this. If that's the narrative they want to spread, knock yourself out. So if you're assuming that everything was wholly truthful, I never do. I always think there's two sides of every story, and they're not willing to tell their side of the story. So we just have to shrug and go, well, I guess we'll never know. Or just to believe her and them.
Well, according to those close to Prince William, and I thoroughly believe this, a royal source claims that there is a lack of trust.
Well, yeah, okay.
And
I could have been the source on that one.
Yeah. Prince William fears that private chats that he has with his brother will be plastered all over American TV and American media.
They're the ones feeding the machine. They're the only ones.
What could they do right now to make things better with the family?
I don't think they want to.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think that they've bought into, hey, we can say anything we want, and this is getting us coverage, and it's just upping their value. They get it. This is the machine. This is the game. This is what we're going to do. And he's got deep-rooted anger. He lost his mother, and maybe he still blames the family for that. Maybe he blames the press. Maybe he hasn't worked through those emotions correctly. I don't know. I can't even begin to speculate that.
And they're living in America, so they don't have to worry about awkward run-ins with the family.
Yeah. If they wanted peace and quiet, they really could have it. Don't do any interviews. No one's chasing them around. They're feeding the machine. Nobody else is. And you can't blame the press for anything. You're a participant in it. So it's all very strange to me. If you wanted a way, come to America, go hide up at What's-His-Fuck-Nuts Ranch, and just stay there, and you're fine. No one will bother you. They're feeding it. Even the royal family's not feeding it.
What do you make? I mean, listen, anything is possible. I don't even know if we've spoken about this before, but what do you make of the rumor that Meghan Markle is contemplating running for president in 2024?
Makes total sense, because she's an actor. This whole thing is some big stage production thing we're building towards something else. And I think to some extent, he's almost actor-like, as close as you could get. Like, there's no reality in his life. There hasn't been anything that's been normal since the second he popped out of the womb.
Yeah.
So he's completely different than everybody else, and she's an actor on top of it. I mean, you see why people like these two get together. Hopefully it works. It's cool. But that's why I keep saying I don't believe any of it. I believe that it's their narrative that they're spreading, or maybe they truly believe this stuff. Without context, without like having facts, naming names, knowing what the conversations were, I still think these are just eccentric actor types, both of them. And that's what it is.
I don't even know.
So what I just said, do you buy into any of that?
Yeah, no, I do, but I'm just
trying. Okay, just wondering. I didn't know if you thought I was off my rocker with
I'm trying to contemplate now if I think she's actually going to do it. I don't think she will. I think that might just be something that the media is saying.
Right, yeah. She's not exactly liked.
Well, I think she's very liked in America.
No.
No?
No, I don't think America, real people in the middle, have any interest in any of this stuff other than the fodder. I don't think that they care about anything else. They're just seeing it the way I'm seeing it. These are two completely out of touch people that have no clue what it is to be in the middle.
Those same people that you're talking about nominated Donald Trump in 2016 and then voted for him.
Well, he has been setting this up for decades.
All right. We've still got a little bit more royal adjacent coverage to get to. But first, I'm very excited to let all of our listeners know about a new sponsor. They sent me some and I really needed it because if you've looked at my videos recently closely or any of my photos...
I have. You radiate.
Now, but before that...
Before that, you looked like hammered shit.
No, I was having a breakout in part, like only one side of my face. It was really,
really
weird. Yeah, I was having a breakout in one side of my face. And thankfully, Apostrophe has really been helping me with my skin and my acne. Apostrophe is prescription strength skincare. It offers topical and oral medications that can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. And whatever the range of issues that you're dealing with, Apostrophe can help you. You've got to check them out. Get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Perez and use our code Perez. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Perez and click begin visit. Then use the code Perez at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Perez and use the code Perez to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. All right. In royal adjacent news, this was an interesting development. In light of Piers Morgan leaving Good Morning Britain, ratings for that show have been way down since he left.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh. You would think that after all the controversy that ratings would at least stay the same or possibly go up, but no. And actually, I think of an America, the talk show The View. Mm-hmm. Actually, if I was her, I'd be really worried about this. I don't even think I've mentioned this, but, you know, Meghan Markle is the conservative Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain is the conservative voice on The View, but... when she was on maternity leave, ratings were up.
Huh.
And I mean, obviously, there could be a bunch of different factors for
that. Sure. Could be the news cycle. Could be a lot of different things going on in the world. There's peaks and valleys.
Or it could just be that people like the show better when she's not on it. Mm. Either way, it would have been better for Meghan Markle if when she was on maternity... Sorry, Meghan McCain. Jesus. It would have been better for Meghan McCain.
How about this? I could see Meghan Markle on that show.
Oh,
how
me
about
too.
That wouldn't even shock me. She might be setting herself up to be on a show like that.
That's out of California. I don't see them in New York. They're too royal for that. There's not enough...
Dude, have you ever been to Connecticut? Okay, it's really fucking nice.
Well, in the Connecticut, maybe, but not living in Manhattan.
Yeah, they don't have to live in Manhattan, please. They would, you know, have a car take them in every day.
Maybe, yeah. But anyways, it would have been better for Meghan McCain if ratings were down when she was on maternity leave, but that wasn't the case. Anyways, ratings dropped by about 1 million viewers without Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain.
Wow.
And then I read something, which I think might just be, you know, Piers himself trying to paint a narrative and plant fake stories, but allegedly, I don't know if this is true or not, there are companies battling to sign him up and offering him £10 million for his next gig. Anyways, speaking of Piers, his friend Sharon Osbourne, this story, I knew the minute I saw that clip, I was like, this is going to be big. And actually, oh God, I should have said this last. Well, it's fine. I'm not like, this is nothing bad what I'm about to say.
You're allowed to have an opinion.
Well, not even that. It's like, you know, should I keep, so I keep a lot of things secret. The minute that I saw that, I texted Kelly Osbourne and I said, this is going to be big. Your mother, in my opinion, should get ahead of this and should apologize tonight publicly. And they didn't listen to me. She should have released some statement of apology to Cheryl, to everybody, but they didn't. I think she did apologize the day after, but if she would have gotten ahead of it, if she would have been smarter about it, I feel like everything that happened in the wake of it would have been different. So now, several of the former co-hosts, Holly Robinson Pete and Leah Remini, both have claimed that Sharon Osbourne in the past said really offensive, awful things. I won't repeat what she allegedly said, but CBS is investigating all of this. And, you know, as they should, CBS just announced also they were off the air all last week. They're going to be off the air all this week as well. Yeah.
Jesus.
They're losing so much money on the talk. Of course, Sharon, through her publicist, is denying all of these allegations. And also, she claims, as I mentioned, I think last week, that she was set up. And one of the reasons she thinks that she was set up is because she's the highest paid person on that show. And she makes so much money and they wanted to stop paying her salary.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Although, what's really interesting is she gave an interview to Entertainment Tonight where I think she really, not, I wouldn't say put her foot in her mouth, but she presented a narrative when she spoke to Variety and explained a situation that I thought was plausible. Mm-hmm. But then when she sat down for an on-camera interview with Entertainment Tonight, she shared something that I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. She claimed that last Wednesday she was running late. So if she would have been on time, maybe they would have briefed her and prepared her for this segment like they normally do. Mm. And maybe then she would have known exactly what questions they were going to ask her, so she wouldn't have felt set up or caught off guard. But no, she was running late. So whose fault is that, right?
Yeah, good point.
Anyways, I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I don't think she should be fired, but now there's all these other factors that are not just what was aired. And
mm-hmm.
I will say a lot of them must be substantiated for them to go off the air, because the whole idea of a show called The View or The Talk is that you talk about things that are happening. And when your show happens to be one of the things that are happening, you shouldn't stick your head under the fucking covers and act like you don't exist. Get out in front of things and talk about it. Get Cheryl on. Have her talk about it. Have these people talk about it. That's the idea of the show. So they must know something. That's the only thing I could think. And I don't think this looks good for Sharon, meaning I don't think she's going to come back.
I don't think she is either, unfortunately. Well, I don't know. I want to say unfortunately, but I think that the investigation should be completed and every accusation should be looked into. And that's that. All right. Mm. God, it's just crazy. I have been doing what I do for so long now, 17 years, that people that I care about, a lot of people don't care about them as much anymore. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, I did not lead with them. I maybe would have a few years ago, but this story hasn't quite blown up the way I thought it would, even though to me, it's shocking and startling allegations. And I think one of the reasons it hasn't blown up is just people are older who are into Brad and Angelina, and they're just over the story. And maybe it also possibly has something to do with people just not women. I'm not saying our listeners, I'm not even saying many to most. I very generically said people. So some people just don't want to believe her. Angelina Jolie, her lawyer, okay, I've got to be very careful too because I don't want to get sued. Somehow, air quotes, private court-sealed legal documents leaked that are damning, in which Angelina Jolie claims that she has proof that Brad Pitt was physically violent towards her. And I want to clarify, the multiple reports referred to it as domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So in one world, maybe perhaps that could possibly be talking about him and the kids, but I don't think that a lawyer would speak that way. I think if that were the case, a lawyer would say child abuse. Even though domestic violence includes child abuse, I think by referring to it as domestic violence, it means they didn't, you know, leak the entire documents. They just, or I haven't read them. I'm assuming it's domestic violence from Brad Pitt towards Angelina Jolie, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially because the documents claim that she has proof and that the children are willing to testify. Mm-hmm. The young children would need permission from Brad to testify, but the older children, Maddox is 19, Pax is 17, and Zahara is 16, they could testify on their own if they wanted to.
Let me stop you for one second. Why is this still ongoing?
Because their divorce is not finalized yet.
It's not?
No. Even though
Jesus,
it's been many
really?
Years. And that means that in addition to their divorce not being finalized, that custody has also not been finalized. It's just like, the youngest children aren't even that young anymore. They're 12. So it's like, come on, you idiots. You've just got 6 more years to just deal. 6 years will fly by in no time. Just settle this. But if she's really concerned for, I don't know, if she's really concerned for the safety of the children, she could have safety precautions put in place. Like, okay, you can have the custody of the children, but there must be somebody else present at all times, you know?
Yeah. Look, I think Brad Pitt had some problems back in the day, and I think they were drug-related.
I don't know about that. They could have just been alcohol-related, you're assuming.
Well, drug, alcohol, whatever it may be. Some substances, okay? There was something going on there, and I think he's cleaned it up since. And maybe that was the impetus for it. I don't know. I can't speculate. I have no clue, but I'm guessing that's what it is. But I don't know. It sucks that this is all, like, so many years later that this is now coming out. But I, like you said, I don't think anybody cares. I mean, I'm nodding off during this stuff.
You are? Well.
Yeah, well, it's just because, like you said, it's so old, and it's, I see it for what it is. It's a court case, and it's people fighting over money and fighting over things that don't have anything to do with me. This is like some family stuff, and it's too much speculation, and there's too many accusations here for me to get crazy about.
To me, this is new information. I had never heard this before, so that's why it was just startling to me. Whereas Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, you know, we've heard and seen
right.
the mudslinging for years. I mean, we have touched upon it in the past, but even with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, there are developments. Like right now, there's a development in that case, and I don't even want to talk about it.
Who cares?
That's been, I don't care. I don't care.
Nobody cares.
I don't care.
But I think we're that far along with even Brad and Angelina that most people have shrugged and said, who cares? Because now you're getting into the minutia of he said, she said, for reasons of money, custody, things that really don't have anything to do with us. So half of them could be lies. Half of them could be put out there just to be put out there. Where it's just a lot of speculation.
We're going to get to Vanessa Bryant in a minute. But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance, along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. So, Vanessa Bryant, you know, we all know she went through something very terrible last year, something that nobody should go through, losing her husband and one of her young children. And there were some police officers who behaved very inappropriately. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe that any of the police officers leaked images to the media. They didn't post it on social media. They didn't send it to TMZ or anything like that.
And by the way, it's a public, when if there's a car crash, the news shows up.
Yeah, but they're not news officers. You know, they're not news people. They're police officers.
Right. But I'm saying, even if the stuff made it on the air or the crash scene, whatever, it is news. But to your point, yes, we do not know of them putting anything on social media. They just had the pictures themselves, and they may have shared them with people.
Yeah, they text them
with other people, which is pretty inappropriate, I would think.
I vividly recall, like, one of the police officers texted it to another police officer friend, things like that. Inappropriate, awful, and I think they should be held accountable. Then she was able to get the names and blasted them all over social media. I believe there is a difference between holding somebody accountable and revenge.
Yeah.
To me, that felt like revenge.
It's not a good look.
Okay, it's fascinating you think that.
I 1,000% agree with you. It's just not a good look.
These were not...
An eye for an eye here? Like, yeah. No. That one was an accident. The other person, like you said, if one cop's sending a picture to another cop, I don't know, cops, they do that. I just don't think that's a big deal. If it was sold, like you said, if we found that out, hey, man, this is a different story. But I don't know. I don't know the whole story here.
And it's also not like these police officers... their actions resulted in anybody's death. They didn't kill anybody. And I just fear, like, Kobe is a legend. Kobe is so beloved. What if some unwell people or some shady criminals whomever...
It's not out of the realm of possibility. That's right.
...want to seek out revenge on behalf of Kobe. Like, I'm afraid for these people and their families. Honestly, if I was one of these police officers, like, I would move my child. I would, if I had kids, like, I would not be living in my house anymore. I would move homes, and I would move cities. It's that serious. Like, it's Kobe Bryant. So I was disappointed by that.
It makes absolutely nothing better. It's not going to bring your kid back. It's not going to bring your husband back. It just makes nothing better. If you think that's going to make you feel better, it's not. It's not the answer.
Yeah. All right. In other heavy news, even more on Demi Lovato, you know, her documentary is minutes away from being released, and we are hearing even more of what this tortured young woman has been through. She's gone through a lot. Mm-hmm. I understand the severe, repeated traumas that she's experienced. And, you know, not everybody handles trauma well. Trauma is traumatic. She revealed in some interviews that her first sexual experience was rape at 15 years old. She came out as queer and is thankful that her engagement with Max Eric didn't work out. But perhaps the most startling, Demi confessed that after her near-fatal overdose in 2018, after she was in the hospital and was released, she did heroin again with the same dealer who, the night of her overdose, she claimed raped her and discarded her and left her near dead. She went back to that person, did heroin with him, and she said then had sex with him to take her power back. That's just so wild that after she, you would think, like, she was minutes away from death, she was told, and then she went ahead and did heroin again after being released from the hospital.
Dude, they say heroin is the greatest feeling in the world, and I've heard it a million times, that there's no better feeling than being on heroin.
Oh, God. I don't need that. I like sleep. Sleep is pretty good.
Yeah, I like sleep too. Sleep's awesome.
Well, wishing her well, and she's got her album coming out as well. Actually, I wasn't even going to talk about this, but did you hear the new Justin Bieber album? Probably not.
Believe it or not, I did indeed. I listened to the whole thing on Thursday night. I happened to be up, and I went through it. It sounds like one of those records, you know, when you go on vacation and they have a recording studio and you can go in and make your own album like Rebecca Black did that Friday song? That's what this fucking album sounds like. It is so fucking bad. I couldn't get through it. It's so bad. It's the same echo vocal through the whole thing. The production is just feels half-assed to me. I hated it. I thought it was so bad.
Did you end up finishing it?
No, I think I got through like 5 or 6 tracks and I was like, I give up. This is terrible.
Wow. Well, what's interesting is I sort of had a similar experience in that there was an interlude, maybe like halfway through the album.
I didn't make it to that. Whatever that is, I don't think I made it to that.
He included a speech from Martin Luther King, and I'm like,
thank God I didn't make it to that.
I know. Exactly. I was like, it just rubbed me. Right. I mean, I get that his intentions were good. Like, I'm sure he had positive intentions, but it just, I had to stop. I could not continue listening. And then one of my.
Did you hear any songs that you liked? Though?
Well,
before you got there?
One of my gays, he's like, well, the rest of the album is really good. And I'm like, oh, fine, whatever. Then I just like decided to listen to the rest. And actually, like the last few songs actually were really good.
Okay. I didn't make it to the last few, but I can only speak to the first 5 or 6 they blew.
I didn't share the same thoughts about like the echo or whatever. A lot of the lyrics were really generic. You know, it was like too much about his wife, too much about God, like I've said before. Yeah. But the last few, they felt a little bit edgier, a little bit dangerous, like, and a little bit just more fun. Like this, I think his next single is a smash. I cannot hate on it. That song Peaches.
Oh, yes, I did hear that. No, I did hear it. I heard the hook of that. The hook is very good, but the rest of it's kind of cheesy as fuck. But after coming off of Yummy, I mean, Yummy was nominated for a fucking Grammy.
Or maybe it won.
I mean, what a piece of shit that song was. So, I mean, maybe I'm officially out of touch because I just think it blows.
Yeah. Anyways, also very quickly, because maybe most of our listeners won't care, but I'll do it in 20 seconds or less. If you're in your 20s or teens, and some people listen in multi-generation households, like, you know, some moms listen with their daughters to our show. Very popular influencer Addison Rae released her debut single called Obsessed. She worked on it with Benny Blanco, who is a hit maker.
Sure.
And I like the production, and I was surprisingly not upset, and I liked her vocals on it, even though it's very, you know, Selena Gomez auto-tune, but it was such a wasted opportunity because the lyrics just ruined it for me. It's like, you're obsessed with me, and yeah, I'm obsessed with me too. It's like such a conceited, cocky song. And only afterwards did, you know, like her fans try to explain it to me that she used to be very insecure, but now she's confident. And I'm like, you know what? The general public won't know that backstory.
Right. No one knows that.
Yeah.
We just hear what we hear.
Exactly.
And we just think you're annoying.
Exactly. So it's like such a missed opportunity. But I'm excited to hear what she does next because I think she does have a lot of potential. All right. We're going to get to Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. But first, the Terp Pen XL is a dab pen. That it's not even just a dab pen. I would say it's the best dab pen out there.
It's really nice looking. I mean, I look at this thing, I'm like, damn, this is like the Cadillac of dab pens.
It is. And it's cordless, hassle-free, and long-lasting. This is butane-free dabbing. No need to worry about torches or expensive dab rings. There's 3 different voltage settings. It's made from medical-grade stainless steel. It fits on most water pipes, and it comes with 45 minutes of charge time and a 3-year warranty. It is guaranteed to last. So go to Terp Pen XL for 20% off using the discount code Perez at checkout. That's terppenxl.com and use the code Perez at checkout for 20% off. So in the wake of the are they or are they not broken up drama with Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, he went to go visit her in the Dominican Republic on the set of her new film. And they had a very public PDA moment that was, of course, caught by the paparazzi. Oh, what were they doing there? It looked to me like it was either at her house or at her hotel. I don't know. To me, it was pretty obvious that it was staged, but good on them. They're making it work, even though she did not listen to our podcast last week, and she should have. And my source, actually, oh my God, I did not expect this. My J-Lo and A-Rod source ended up listening to our podcast last week. And they thanked me. They're like, oh, thank you for looking out for me. That was very nice of you. And then proceeded to give me even more information. Oh my God. It's like killing me that I get it, that I'm getting all this information that I cannot run with. Oh. All I will just say is, yet again, J-Lo, you should be done with this guy.
Here's my guess. I'm betting it's over, but it's all family at this point, that they went balls deep on integrating the two families, and now they have to break up this whole Brady Bunch situation, and they need some time to figure that out. And we're getting the, oh, we're working through it pictures. That's what I think, but I don't know.
An interesting little thing as well, that woman from that reality show, Madison LaCroix, who alleged that she had been DMing or FaceTiming with A-Rod, and I totally believe that. One of her co-stars, this is really interesting, like, I would not be surprised if this is true. She allegedly told one of her co-stars that A-Rod made her sign an NDA before all of this was public. So now it's all public, and I'm like, he hasn't sued her yet, but maybe she's she's been in talks with his lawyer or something and is only giving pre-approved sound bites now. I don't know.
Maybe legitimately they had some sort of business thing, and before Alex does any sort of business dealings, because he doesn't want his name attached to anything, it's just standard procedure to say, if we're going to be talking business, we're not going to be putting this out into the public. So it could just be that.
We'll see if we hear more from her or not. Speaking of hearing from people, according to Entertainment Tonight, a source tells them that Britney Spears is contemplating doing a tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey to tell her story. I don't believe this at all. I mean, I
don't either.
I think Entertainment Tonight is credible. And I think that maybe Britney had a conversation like that with a friend or somebody on her team, but I definitely don't think she's going to go through with it.
Yeah, I think it's more on the other side. I bet Oprah said, I need to get back into this business of interviewing people on a big stage for CBS or whomever, and probably said, okay, who's the one person everybody wants to talk to? Britney Spears. Hey, let's present it to them. And they didn't say no. That's what I think it is. They didn't say yes, no, meaning she could be considering it.
That's probable.
Plausible.
Yeah. Like I've said before, I think most of Britney's decisions right now in regards to everything, the conservatorship, speaking out, not speaking out, are really based around her children. And they're, you know, young teenagers now, I think 13 and 14 or 12 and 13, around those ages. Mm-hmm. They're not that far from being 17 or 18, like legal adults. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting at is I think most, if not all, of her actions are centered around what's best for her children. And I don't necessarily think that doing this interview is perhaps what's best for her children and custody and everything right now.
Well, maybe she's not even allowed to do an interview because of the conservatorship. Could be a stipulation of it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a possibility. All right, an update on Armie Hammer. It's like, you know, one of these stories I don't really want to get into because, like, ugh, but I'll mention it. A woman has come forward alleging that Armie Hammer raped her.
Wow, that escalated.
Yeah. It's not one of the women that previously came out saying things about him. The timeline of it all, oh God, I feel so bad for his soon-to-be ex-wife, because they were together for a decade.
Wow.
And this new woman claims that she was raped in 2017 when he was happily married to Elizabeth Chambers. So, yeah. Anyways, there's that. In other news, this is a story, maybe I should have started with it earlier, Kylie Jenner, I forget who, oh, I think it was, we, there was a similar story. I just had a flashback. Ariel Winter from Modern Family, or was it her? No, it might have been Sarah Hyland from one of the Modern Family young actors did something similar. But in this case with Kylie Jenner, I would say it's maybe even air quotes worse if you view it as worse. Kylie Jenner, one of Kylie Jenner's makeup artists, suffered a terrible accident and I think has to have brain surgery or some kind of surgery or just needs financial help. So a GoFundMe has been set up and Kylie shared the story on Instagram story and asked her fans to swipe up and donate. And she's worth $1 billion.
Right. Just pay for it yourself if she's so close to you.
Well, especially because I think the goal for the GoFundMe was $60,000. Like, that's a lot of money, yes. But for Kylie Jenner, that's like a penny.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you don't share it, you look like an asshole unless you're paying for it.
Yeah.
So, rough spot to be in.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends how close they are. I don't know.
Yeah. Is it her responsibility to pay for everybody that's in contact with her? That's probably thousands of people.
Yeah. It's not. All right. Speaking of Kylie's family, her sister, I don't know how reputable this report is, but I'll mention it just in case it turns out to be true, because I totally could see this happening. One report claims that Drake has been chatting with Kim Kardashian since news of her split with Kanye West was made public. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out on that.
Hey, whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home or car insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote today, geico.com. Easy.
A lot of people were very happy and excited that Teen Vogue hired this black woman to lead the publication. And then that excitement dampened very quickly when old tweets of hers came back into the conversation, and a lot of the journalists there were upset, and there was like a mutiny, and she ended up resigning without ever even, you know, really starting. This journalist was 16 when she sent out a bunch of racist and homophobic tweets. I think she was trying to be funny in some of them, and others she was just young, dumb, and biased. That was wrong. I think she's said that repeatedly. And who she is today at almost 30, she claims, is not who she was when she was 16.
She doesn't need to claim that. That's a fact.
Yeah. But it's just fascinating to me, you know, like I relate to this and I wanted to talk about it because this is something that I deal with as well.
All kids are going to deal with this.
Yeah. 11 years later, she's still being punished.
It's almost half of her life ago for something stupid that, look, I've talked about this before. What kids say and what they do as kids should be off limits. As a parent, you should sit them down and talk to them about this and find out why they're interested in testing the limits of language and boundaries. But that's very vital and important for any human being to learn and to understand. And it's just normal. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that person deep down feels that way and is hiding it from the world. It just means that person was a normal kid at one point, testing the boundaries of language. You know, the fact that she's black on top of it, I really wish she would have stood up and said, no, I'm not going to resign because I'm not that person. I've been a subject of this or on the opposite end of this my entire being, okay? And it's just language. It's just people sorting it out. It's so unfortunate.
Well, I wouldn't say it's just language. It was and is very hurtful language.
No one's going to debate that. No one's going to debate if it's hurtful or not. It is. But when you don't know its context, its intent, and it's just part of growing up, you can't learn how to walk without falling down a bunch of times. And language is exactly the same thing. It's standing up, walking, falling down. It's all that it is. You can't learn how to think unless you can see the other side of a conversation. And
That's just what this is. And it's silly that she quit over it. I wish she wouldn't have. I wish she would stand up and say, look, kids are fucking stupid. I was a dumb fucking kid. And anyone reading this was also a dumb fucking kid. Let's get over it. Let's move on. And let's see what this kid can do now with her life. But God forbid, you can't do that in this world. You can't do that with this internet, with this fucking culture.
Well,
I feel for you because I know you've done the same thing.
I don't even know. Like, I hope I'm going to just tell my kids, like, just have anonymous accounts. I don't know.
I've seen my nephew do the same shit where I have to call my brother and go, what the fuck is he doing? And he's like, he's 11. That's what he's doing. And I'm like, okay. And I could see it. It's unfortunate. I think there should be a social media flush every year. Like, we should start that where your account, anything you said, like Snapchat, anything you said a year ago should just disappear.
Interesting. I like that.
You sign up for that feature on Twitter. Would you like the yearly flush? Yes, I would. Click, and then it's gone.
But then you have people like that are also on like YouTube, and they don't want to get rid of their old videos because they're making money on that.
Well, then those guys are idiots. You know what I mean? Like, you're dumb. At some point, you got to let it like go.
Well, and it's interesting that you mentioned that because, and I wasn't even planning to talk about this either, but what was in your mind or in even your viewers' mind acceptable 3 or 4 years ago may not be today. The perfect example, and I know that you're not plugged into this space, but I'm sure you've heard the name David Dobrik. He's one of the top YouTubers.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's also now transitioned to doing more mainstream stuff, but he's come under a lot of fire over his old videos now, because the old videos were just like really I don't even know what I want to call them. I would just say a lot of people found them problematic. And, mm-hmm. Like specifically one guy has been one in his vlog squad, his posse, his crew was accused of rape recently back in the day, like a few years ago. And it was documented, not the rape, but the night. And David has been accused of supplying alcohol to underage girls that night, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it's interesting. Like, people change, things change. And at the time, he and his audience didn't find that kind of content problematic. But now it seems like it is.
They were all dumb and young. And that's what dumb and young people do. You do dumb things.
Yeah. Speaking of young and dumb, I've just been almost at a loss for words watching all of these videos from my old hometown of Miami and Miami Beach. The spring breakers there have just been out of control. Y'all, please, I know it feels like we are at the end of a marathon, and we are, but we're not quite at the end yet. Oh my God, I almost like lost my mind when yesterday a friend of mine from Nevada said that in Nevada they are giving the COVID vaccine to media professionals. I'm like, what? Why? Why am I not in Nevada? In Nevada also, I read, because then I was like reading more about Nevada, on April the 5th, they're going to open it up to everybody.
Wow.
So lucky them. All right. Yeah. Last, then we'll move on to a call or two. I don't even know if you watched it, but we didn't get the chance to talk about this last week. Did you watch The Bachelor finale?
No. I mean, this whole season's just a clusterfuck. I wanted nothing to do with it.
All right. So then we don't really need to talk about it. You used to love talking about The Bachelor. But
I did. They fucked this season up so much and they fucked this franchise up so much. I'm on break. I need to be on break. The show needs to be on break. They took Chris Harrison off of next season. I heard he's lawyering up. Oh, Jesus. What a mess.
Let's take a couple calls.
Hey, Booker. Hey, Perez. This is Jackie from Chicago. Just wanted to tell each of you, Perez, I love you. Backstreet Boys all the way. Booker, still in love with you. Still don't know who Armie Hammer is. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
No one gives a fuck about Armie Hammer.
Hey, guys. Love you both. This is Katie from Kansas City. And I just have a burning question, mainly for Perez. Perez, I love Oprah. You love Oprah. Totally get it. Totally agree. But, I'm wondering if you can think about or talk about the interview with Meghan and Harry outside of the Oprah thing. I struggle as well because of how much I love Oprah. But, Chris is right about so much of this. It's just not. There is so much that was off with that. And, their whole intent. And anyway, I don't want to go on and on. But I just wonder if
you thought of it in the context of not being done by Oprah, would you change your view on it? Anyway, that's it. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
I don't think it would change my view on it, no.
I do, because I think a proper interviewer that wasn't a friend would have asked more in-depth questions, would have been more balanced.
That. I
thought you did answer that question, so.
I said they should have.
Well, and you wanted it all aired as well.
Yeah, I wanted it all aired. I also wanted them fact-checked when they said that things were not factual. They should have, in a voiceover or text overlay, somehow corrected their things that were not factually correct, et cetera, et cetera. I said all of that.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. And thank you for sharing our show, PerezPodcast.com. If you want to give us a call, 800-721-1185. Have a great week, everybody.
See you guys. Happy birthday, Perez.
Thank you. Bye.
All this month on Pluto TV, women take the lead in celebration of Women's History Month. Drop in for the best of female talent in film, TV, documentaries, comedy, and more, with big movies like Charlie's Angels, Last Holiday, and Pretty in Pink. Plus, shows like Inside Amy Schumer, Moesha, and Sister Sister. There's something for everyone.
Hi, everyone. It's Heather Dubrow telling you to check out Heather Dubrow's World on Podcast One. Every week, we discuss the hippest, hottest, newest trends in health, wellness, parenting, style, and so much more, including all things housewives and botched. Download new episodes of Heather Dubrow's World on Thursdays and Fridays on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music.